3-2-1-0-4-5 The Zone, 5:05 on a Thursday in the Music City.
We're knocking on the door.
I'm telling you, man, Friday counts as a weekend day, so we're there.
Yeah, this is definitely a cigar night.
Oh, cigar night?
Ooh. Yep, just on the porch, cigar night.
You gonna watch Thursday night football?
Most definitely. Without question. I've already bet on it. I got to watch it.
You went Giants, though.
Huh?
Didn't you go Giants?
Yeah. Whatever. Yep.
Slade, well, do you even know what you're doing with your bets?
I got a lot of them.
No, he doesn't remember.
I got a lot of them.
Gets in too deep.
Listen, Joe Hunk, what does your shirt say?
Oh, dad to the bone.
His shirt is the worst dad joke
dad
I've heard today.
To the
dad to the bone.
Because Will hasn't been in the studio yet.
I haven't talked to Will.
No, this shirt my son bought for me for Father's Day. So he was in my bedroom this morning, and he pointed at it, so I wore it.
Your son is not capable of purchasing shirts.
My son can count better in Spanish than he can in English. I think he knows how to actually purchase clothes. I'm not joking.
This could be true.
Dad to the bone. That's the
dad
shirt.
Dad to the
going
bone.
With.
You can see it on Zone TV right now.
You do have Chuck Taylors on, though. That's pretty cool.
I do, see? Yeah. But dad to the bone.
What are you wearing?
I'm in the building. That's what I'm wearing.
You can't do it right after does it.
It won't four. Come I'm on, in the building. She said, cut it, Hunk.
I feel like
cut
we're on the red carpet. Number one, what are you drinking? Number two, what are you wearing, Slay?
Dude, let me tell you one thing. This right here, no, Babs, don't shake your head at this.
Is that Tahitian treat?
No, it's not. This was, hey, boy, they used to make one called Black Cherry Lemonade. It was so phenomenal. And they don't make it anymore. But now I found another one. Paradise Punch Lemonade. Ooh, Lord have mercy, man. Calypso. Calypso, mess with us. But the shirt. Yep. I'm in the building shirt.
Do you have a mask on that shirt?
I have a headband on that shirt, and I'm blocked by the Batman building. Because I'm breaking out of the Batman building.
You're peering through
that
the
Batman. That
is
really
building.
Well done. That's
Thank
some
you.
Good artwork
Thank
there.
Thank you, Babs.
I like it.
Shout out Heath Harden, my old teammate.
Really?
Old AAU teammate.
Yep. Is he one of your reps?
No, he's more a teammate. He's more of a teammate.
Does there have to be like a council vote for somebody to become one of your reps?
Yeah, it's
like,
yeah.
How does that happen?
It's got to be one. It's got to be history involved. You got to have a long, extensive history with me. Then you become a rep. Then I put you through a process.
So like,
I'll take your application.
Somebody that's gone through a big ordeal with you, maybe like in the back of a police car or something.
No, that can't be a rep.
A fire alarm situation, maybe.
That can't be a rep. No, the reps are the ones that's going to sit me down and talk to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get you right.
They tell you the truth.
There you go.
So they sit you down and say, hey, Taylor, you played like crap. Don't offer any excuses.
No, you can offer the excuses. Who going to listen, though?
Dawn listened. She liked it.
Dawn didn't like
you're not I the mean, only you're not the only one
put
so,
it that way all I'm
like
saying
Dawn is out here give me all the excuses you got
I mean no it's not you know I'm not like a right. an excuse oh yeah no right. all I'm saying
I didn't hit the break because Ron and Dawn got in a conversation and I couldn't get out of it
yeah
is that
okay
an excuse?
Well Randy the last caller
Randy and Lebanon
Ronnie
I'm sorry Ronnie
yeah, it was Ronnie.
Are you though?
Is it Ronnie?
Yeah, it is Ronnie.
No, Ronnie.
He's asking, are you sorry?
Ronnie.
Answer.
Acted like Taylor Lewan's like the worst offensive lineman ever to play in the league.
That was a weird take.
Overdramatic. It was ridiculous. That is not the case. And Taylor Lewan just triggered me.
Listen, Taylor Lewan is a very good offensive lineman. He is. He had a bad day at the office.
Yeah,
coming off an ACL surgery. And let's see. That's one game. Let's see what happens. Let's see how he bounces back.
Yeah.
He knows he needs to play well.
It's a tough game to bounce back into.
Sports is the ultimate meritocracy. If you're not playing well, you will get benched. Yeah. They all know it.
Without question.
And that's how it goes. Yeah.
So I
don't know. And I felt like he was, this was what I felt. You can tell me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I felt he was basically saying, just shut up and dribble kind of thing. Like, just shut up and play.
Yeah, he's getting a lot of that.
To Lewan.
Yeah.
So.
That happens with a lot of people that are outspoken or use the platform differently. And I'm fully with branding yourself, speaking your mind.
Especially nowadays.
Yeah, you have showing to. Emotion. You like have that's to. Like I don't want you to be recluse. I don't want you to.
It makes you more valuable.
I
want to
know you, and it makes you more human.
Yeah.
Like
you now, know it mean? Also like, opens you up for criticism.
That's a part of it, and people got to understand that.
Yep. Yeah,
like and that doesn't matter,
LeBron
does it? Really
understands that.
Yeah, yeah.
What opening up for criticism?
Being criticized, like it, right. I don't think ultimately, like that, those guys that are willing to put themselves out there
don't care.
They don't care. They understand what they're doing.
Yeah. I don't
they
know, have, but it's human nature.
Yeah, to care.
To care
a little bit. Yeah
but so they have good. The personality type. To probably understand, look, if I'm not going to ask you for advice, I'm not going to take your criticism to heart.
And it's going out. You know? If you're doing all that talking, man, listen, majority of the time it's going to outweigh it. Your negative criticism on me talking because I'm not going to have perform. Like he said, he's been in the league 8 years. He's had a lot of great performances also. Like Cosell said, he took a couple of plays off, but you know what I mean? And that will keep him from being a great player.
Can we play what Cosell said about him?
Let me misquote it.
Okay.
You know, I will say this, and this is all based on film study, and I hope he doesn't come, you know, finding out where I live. But I think Taylor Lewan is a good player, and I think that he has, again, I'm just watching the tape. I think he has a few too many poor snaps every game for me to say he's a great player. And he's a good player, and you can line up with Taylor Lewan and be a perfectly good football team. But I think that throughout his career, that's been – you know, just something that shows up on tape. He obviously did not have a great game, although the first sack that he gave up, not the first sack Jones had, it was the first sack that Lewan theoretically gave up, was actually not on Lewan, because that was a lack of timing between Ryan Tannehill and Julio Jones. Mm-hmm. Ryan Tannehill, it was what we call bang play action, which means it's three-step drop timing. So Tannehill has to hit his back foot and deliver the ball. And he looked right to Jones, who ran a route that was five-step drop timing. So when Tannehill looked at him, Jones was in no way ready to receive a football. So then Jones beat Lewan. And Lewan, of course, everybody says, oh, he couldn't block him. But that sack was not on Taylor Lewan.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a whole other conversation talking about the Julio Jones. Well, then
that goes back to the whole, are you concerned about the lack of reps between those two? Because you just heard him say that was a three-step drop throw from Tannehill and Julio ran a five-step drop route.
Yeah. Yep.
That's great detail from Greg Cosell.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's awesome with that stuff. But then I followed it up with, you know, did you see that throughout the game? And he wasn't overly adamant about it was an issue consistently in the offense. Now, he did say, yeah, here and there, you did see that. So, and that's something that I guess I would say probably a lot of people maybe expected with a new OC, without a lot of practice time together, you know, Tannehill on the COVID list for a while, and so not around to work on that chemistry. So I guess maybe it was to be expected a little bit.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see what kind of steps forward they can take this week.
Yeah, it's interesting because left tackle clearly struggled, right tackle clearly struggled. And then, you know, I mean, Nate Davis and Ben Jones and Saffold, who will, by the way, be at Hendersonville with us at Buffalo Wild Wings on Tuesday at 5:00. We'll do our show 3 to 6, but come by and see us. We'd love to. They had good and bad.
Yeah,
if you go back and watch it, they had good and bad. And a lot of times it's one guy that didn't get the job done that, you know, caused the whole play to be bunkified.
Yeah. I want to say something about our offensive line. I'm going to come back.
Okay.
Because you want me to go and go now?
When we come back.
Good. Well done, Slay. Look at him. He's on it, man.
I don't want to have to make excuses about why we didn't hit the break.
Because nobody going to listen anyway.
All right. When we come back.
Hit it.
Slay. We'll talk about the offensive line. Three tell 104.5 the zone. What are you talking about?
I thought we were telepathically linked.
Brent Norty, Don Davenport, Ron Slay. Ron goes over to the I think that's literally the first time I've called you Ron in like a month. Slay goes over to the refrigerator. You expected me to throw the caramello at you?
Yep. I thought we were. I thought we could speak telepathically.
Oh.
Me and Babs have done that a couple of times.
Me and Don do that all the time. See,
nah, we finish each other's. Every time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all we got weird. Each
other sentences.
She said something, then you just jumped. She said, hey, I'm wondering if you. Yeah, I already did it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what?
That's what happens when you work together for a while.
The heck just happened here. Somebody let me in. Somebody let me in the building.
All right, so you were going to talk about the offensive line of the Titans.
Yes.
Titans Seahawks coming up on Sunday. Catch it right here on 104.5 The Zone. 3:25 start. So we'll know if the Colts lost to the Rams at that point.
So what I was going to say is it was referencing the Titans, but I was going to say, like, I was privy to kind of hear and see some of the conversations and see the reactions of guys when Ramon played for the Steelers, like being able to go and hang with them guys and see how they react with one another and what they talk about, like just being a fly on the wall. So if Al, let's use Al Villanueva, had a game like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't think because he's not, he may get killed, but they would all ride as a unit. And the reason I brought this up is because you said that Davis, Saffold, and Jones had an all right game. So across the board, if I were to call Moan after the game and be like, man, how y'all do out there? It was a little struggle out there. Instead of him saying, and I know what it is. Instead of him saying, man, Al killing us, dog. Like, and I'll be like, hey, Moan, man, woo, I don't know what. Boy, y'all need to get that man some help. You know what I mean? Clean up more. He still wouldn't indulge with it with me. And he tell me everything. But them moving as a unit, I wonder what the other guys are saying, you know, in the locker room to Taylor. Like, man, we got you. Or do you need help with this? Or, you know, like, because
honestly, I wouldn't say anything to him. I'd be like, hey, man, that was one game. We all have them. Right. You got this.
But you don't want it to snowball because, like you said, you just said, like, in his – that didn't sound like he was mentally stable. Not mentally stable, but
– No, I know what you mean.
You know what, like, I mean? Like
from a competitive football
there you
standpoint.
Go. Yeah, yes. he didn't sound like he trusts himself.
Confident.
There you go. So it's up to your other brothers to pick you up. Even if you got a shift down the line, like, I saw plenty of times Ramon might hit his guy, get Al to hold up long enough until he passed him off to Pounce and then look to see if he can come clean him up. So, I mean, I'm interested to see how the rest of the line reacts. Because one thing for sure, even if Taylor can't play, isn't confident enough to play, this line won't be the same. So just like Ronnie was saying how bad he is and this, that, and other. Well, I tell you what, if a 70% Taylor Lewan don't come out there, you thought it was trouble Sunday.
Listen, I mean.
Well, yeah, because they were counting on
the left side being okay.
To have zero exactly. issues on the left side.
Exactly. So, I mean.
I mean, that would be brutal.
Yeah, something
I'm
be taken.
Worried.
Okay.
I'm worried.
But
I'm worried because I don't think that knee is at the strength that it needs to be.
He just didn't look confident with it, man.
I wish we could get him back on the line. Because I was going to ask him.
Who, Taylor or Lawan?
I know we ain't going to get. Yeah, I wish we could get Taylor. Lawan
or Ronnie?
I wish we could get Saffold. No, we definitely on there. I wish we could get Saffold. I wish we could get Ben Jones. I wish we could get Davis.
Well, we will get Saffold next week.
And I'm going to ask him.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask him, like, how do you compensate when it's a weak link in the chain? Because evidently he was a weak link.
Right, because whoever lines up against Taylor Lawan.
That's what I'm saying.
You're smelling blood.
Yeah, like, and you got to. And you got to be ready to like Ramon said, that tape, it follows you 3 weeks at minimum. Everybody's going to be trying to moves on him. Everybody going to go off script. Just like Chandler Jones is trying to get paid. Yeah.
That's the funny part about that, because Chandler Jones gambled a couple of times.
And he
going away from the framework of the defense.
Yes.
And it worked.
That means you got – I got my man. So if I'm running down the court and I know I got a weak link, hey, man, scratch that play. Bring me the ball. That's the same thing a guy lining up. Hey, I know I'm supposed to slant or do something like that.
Because he was supposed to have outside leverage on that run. Yep. that very first play, yep. and he dove inside.
And that was another thing. Just cause, like Cosell said, that sack wasn't on him. But to Bab's point and to what we were both saying, like when you talk that much, there's no need for us to go look at the film and diagnose that. That's automatically going to you because you talk so much.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
and it's funny because, like, I mean, the talkative guy is just going to rub some people the wrong way, right?
Right.
And so some people are going to delight in his misery.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's, I mean, mm-hmm. especially nowadays with Twitter and social media.
Right. And so from a Taylor perspective,
I mean, if like, I'm there's Taylor some LeJuan, awful that, humans on that platform. Yeah.
If I'm Taylor LeJuan, that tells me more about you than it does me. Like, I know what I do for a living, and I know what to do, and I know I didn't do a good job.
And I know when I suck.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And it sucks.
Like, he knows it.
Yeah.
It's just bad. It's bad timing too.
That's
because now they release the Buzzing with the Boys with Big Jeff on it, which I haven't listened to yet, but
terrible.
I'm going to. But somebody sent us this clip from that visit. This is Big Jeff talking with Taylor about. It sounded like about this game before it happened.
It did,
but it was one of it was one of Big Jeff's like amazing performances.
Yeah, check this out
in college.
My fifth star.
Tell the stats again.
I had like 17 tackles.
Five sacks. Yeah. Man, that seems like a night, dude.
Sacks.
I want to
imagine having 5 sacks in a game. If you're the quarterback, how f***ing mad are you? Well, we got to chip that guy.
No.
See, that's tough timing.
That's the part when you talk.
There's going to be something that comes back to bite you.
Every single time, man. Oh, it just happens that way. Like, golly. How could that number be so correct? 5. What if it was 4 sacks?
But what are the odds, too? Like, they just released that. Like, they did that conversation a long time ago.
Oh, I thought that was from a while ago.
No, they just released
they
it.
Just you released know, it? Like, I didn't know that.
They put a bunch of them in the can, mm-hmm. and then they sporadically release them.
So that he doesn't, so he can focus during season.
Yeah, that is, woo.
Darren says, we did see what Buda Baker did, right? Yes, and we commented a lot about that.
That was yesterday. On Twitter. All day yesterday. Tuesday.
Yeah, 5'10", 190 ran right through Taylor LeJuan. Yeah. But, you know, again, if you want to offer excuses.
Yeah, like, there you go.
He was off balance.
Come on
with him. That Bussin' with the Boys episode dropped yesterday.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's tough right there.
If I'm LeJuan, I'm like, hey, yo.
I'd be like, hey, Compton, can we wait on that one?
Yeah.
We got to have more.
We got another one. We got another one, right? Yeah, like, we can wait on this one.
Where's the Bayard conversation? Can we drop that one?
That's rough.
Let's go to John in the Borough next up on 3HL. It's 615-737-1045. What's up, man?
What's up, guys? Early in the week, I was real hot about the whole thing. And I think I was just more mad about Taylor LeJuan coming out and tweeting. Because stop doing things you have to apologize for, right?
Yeah.
But now, the more I've sat back and thought about it, you know, he had a bad day at the office. As y'all said, we've all had him. Mm-hmm. And he had a bad day at the office against a top 5 defensive end. I mean,
who's trying to get paid?
Yeah, the more I think about it, the more I think, wow, this just was kind of a perfect, like, there's all these expectations of the fan base where you got people at your station talking about Super Bowl runs, and there's high expectations for the first time in a long time, and we sucked, and he's become the scapegoat, and it's not just on him. Yeah, he sucked, and he deserves his fair share of criticism, but there's a lot of blame to go around.
Appreciate it. I mean, it's the ultimate team sport.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of bad things that happened on that. On
Whole lot. But guess what?
What you got, caramello?
What? I was going to say, you got caramel.
Yeah.
Seriously,
but
bro.
But guess what? All I'm saying is, when that's the case.
Any.
No.
Who steps up to the mic? To speak. When they go out there before the team comes out, captains report to the field. Who's stepping up to go out there? It's not about what Hooker did. It's not about what Jackrabbit did. It's you. If it's something else to fall on it, it would be Derrick Henry or Tannehill or Jeff Simmons. One of them 4. Kevin Byard, put him in that group. It's them five guys, man. You answer the bell to all of this, regardless. Hey, man, listen. Now, I've been in situations where I played phenomenal, and we got spanked. You did that. You think, hey, Ron, let us ask you a question, man. We know you got out, man. But what was going on with the rest of your team? Man, what's wrong with y'all team? And I can't stand up and say, you know, man, I was killing, man. You didn't see when I took dude down? No, dog. Nope. We can't. You got to answer that bell. So it's supposed to, just like when the reason he got all this busting with the boys and all this acclaim, it's the same reason. Because you're the man. So you got to be the man when it fall, when it's time to fall, too.
That's right.
It's just part of it, man.
That's right.
By the way.
And that's he answered. That's why when he said he came out on Twitter, he said a response. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
By the way, to the crowd that thinks the season's over because of that loss.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Oh, no.
Tampa Bay, who won the Super Bowl. Remember, yeah. Tom Brady tried to throw the trophy in the water. They won it. I saw it.
Got COVID after that, too.
Yes. On Sunday, November 8th, they played the New Orleans Saints at home and lost 38-3.
And that was a shellacking.
38-3. They won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Sometimes it happens, man.
I'm going to come at you with this, too. Titans are going to be 0-2 after this weekend, and it's still not a big deal.
If they are, it's not. I mean,
it's not. Listen,
it's on in week
now,
three.
Week three. Yeah.
Now that's when you.
That's a different conversation.
It's on in week three
because that one matters.
Because ultimately, these are two NFC games and all that stuff. So, like when it comes down to
playoff implications,
yes, and tiebreakers and all that stuff, it's down the list.
It is way down the list,
especially if Indy loses to the Rams,
right?
Which the Rams are favored in Indianapolis, and that would be two home losses.
So
for Indianapolis,
and I'm gonna bet on that one. No, it ain't got nothing to do with nothing, but I'm just letting y'all know.
38-3.
Now, heck yeah. I will say this. If you see a similar performance out of this Titans team and not a step forward against Seattle, are you, even though they're 0-2 won't matter. Doesn't matter, right? Mm-hmm. Not a big deal.
You prefer not to be.
Sky's not falling.
But, yeah.
But is the sky falling if you see a similar performance?
The way you lose, the way you win is important.
Yes.
Regardless, because like even
you
in
have
a win,
to see some kind of a step
there you go.
Forward,
there you
right?
Go. There you go.
Like whether it's play calling, whether it's blocking, offensively, you just have to see a little bit of a step forward, right?
Yep. I'm looking at this box score from that game: 38-3 Saints over the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Brees, 26-32, 222 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. Pretty similar stat line, honestly.
Smoking.
He completed balls to 12 different receivers that day.
Wow.
Tom Brady, 22-38, 209 yards, no touchdowns, 3 interceptions, was sacked 3 times. They also lost 2 fumbles. Oh, no, they recovered their own fumbles. Never mind. 3 interceptions.
Well, whatever, regardless.
Yeah, but this is, like Babs just said, this is this is the conversation, man. When you take a loss like that, to get it out, like, you got to talk about it. So, this is a part of it. Then if it happened again Sunday, we'll talk about it the same way. By the time Thursday and Friday roll around, trust and believe, if they were to take a loss to Seattle on Sunday, come back around Thursday and Friday, I'm betting on them to beat the Colts.
I mean,
I don't care what they just did.
Again, it's how you lose, too. If they go out there and get spanked again, and there's all kinds of problems on the offensive line, and Derrick Henry can't run, and Julio's running 5-step drop routes, and Tannehill's in a 3-step, like, if all of that still happening, you're missing field goals and extra points. If all that's still happening, there's big concerns.
Yep.
But again, it is a marathon, man.
Long one.
And the division games are what matter.
Yeah.
And so that's what happens in week three, regardless of what happens Sunday.
Spot on. Just talked about it. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Hunk, we're going to break on time. How do you think?
That was fast.
How do you think that's going?
That's going to help me out next break.
By the way, the Mark Spain Real Estate Hotline is open and available. 615-737-1045. We'll be right back. Three HL 104.5 is on. What are you doing, Hunt?
This said Renegade ex-ambassadors. This is not Renegade ex-ambassadors.
Dad to the bone.
That's right.
What, who is this?
I don't know.
It, I feel like Nick Saban would tell you. Yeah.
Sounds like Chris Stapleton.
D's. Nick Saban would say D's.
That's D's.
Sorry, Babs.
Yes.
Maybe the wrong show to make the D's jokes on.
Only if you know.
Shoot. Babs makes those jokes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Saquon Barkley will play tonight.
Yes.
There you go.
I got him in my fantasy.
Have you guys seen the video from DC just yet? It is pouring down rain right now.
Under, yes! Baby. Let's go.
I told you, man.
Hurricane.
That is give what it I to told me. You. Hurricane. It's not a hurricane. It's just a rainstorm.
I need like a F3 tornado rolling through there.
No.
That mean the ball can't go in the air, baby.
That's right. Give me a mud bath.
Mm-hmm. They just did a live hit from FedEx Field, and the guy doing it was underneath this huge tarp, and it was just like you could barely see the field behind him a minute ago.
Taylor, so, hey, man, they got to play the game, right? They can't wait for rain.
No choice.
I don't want any lightning. Tell the weather people up there, no lightning.
I don't need no delays.
Under 40, because that's a low number, 40 and a half.
Let me ask you something. How many times do you think Georgia defense is going to score on South Carolina?
A couple.
That's tough.
I mean, South Carolina's not going
to
score.
Yeah, that's tough to go. Dang. What?
I mean, do you think they're going to score?
You don't think they're even going to score? Score?
Who, South Carolina?
Yeah.
No.
Golly,
no.
Y'all.
No.
Is the GA still playing?
Come on. No. Well,
no, golly.
No, but.
Why are you so surprised that we entered that way?
Luke, his name? Doty. Wasn't. Wasn't all that great. So
I'm just saying, like, y'all don't think they can get lucky and score three?
No. No. I don't
know. Hey, well, boy. I mean, they could line up for a field goal, but it'd get blocked.
Mm. I mean, goodness gracious.
Georgia's front seven, it get out the way.
So I need to take
that.
Yeah, you a fact. Do I need to take 31 and a half?
I see. I'm staying away because the line's so high. But if you put me in a sleigh hold somewhere,
they went 35-3.
I would go Georgia minus the 31 and a half.
The Bulldogs' defense
is phenomenal.
Is giving up 5 points per game and 177 yards per game.
And they played
Clemson.
Yeah, that's tough.
They played a top 5
You took the words right out of my mouth, Brent.
All right. Y'all right about that, boy.
Completed her sentence. See that?
Dang. So is Tennessee Tech going to score?
10 points is all they've given up.
That's tough.
Is Tennessee Tech? Yes.
Hey, Babs.
I'm just saying.
Tennessee Tech's not going to score either.
Wait, yeah. Yes, they will.
No, they won't.
There's going to be some kind of a breakdown.
Nah.
What's the name didn't score?
Did you say what's her name?
No, what's her name?
What's her name?
You know that girl.
No, what's her name?
No.
She Charlotte. Didn't score? Who is this?
No, what's her name?
Oh. Whatever her name
I thought
is.
What's her name could score anytime she wanted.
Oh, man. No, that girl.
Who did Tennessee play first? Charlotte. Nope. Who they play first? Bowling Green was a good offense.
Charlotte's in a way better position than
Charlotte
Bowling Green.
Had a power 5 win.
They played South Carolina.
Yes.
They beat South Carolina. No. They lost to South Carolina. And he plays South Carolina.
Slay, why are you making college football
bets? South Carolina is 2-0 right now.
Yeah, they so
2-0.
Yeah, y'all saying they ain't even going to score.
No, it's the. I mean, this could arguably be one of the best defenses we will ever see in college football. That's where I am on this Georgia defense.
You know what I figured out, though, in the last, like, 5 seconds? Is we could do a J. Martin Ramon type thing like they do with the birthdays with you on, like, week 2 football scores. Who did Penn State beat in the opener?
That would be a great question.
The team, you know.
Yeah,
one.
You know,
it was the Big Ten.
Yeah.
It was the
what's
Big
her
Ten.
Name?
Yeah, what's her name? School. You know, she did that thing.
Big Ten.
What's her name?
Charlotte beat Duke, their first Power 5 win ever.
I was in Carolina.
Then they beat Gardner Webb, who I'm sure you played in basketball.
They were in Carolina.
At some point.
Yep.
And now they're underdogs at Georgia State.
They're in Georgia.
They play Middle Tennessee State next.
Where they, Slay? Where they?
Right here in Nashville.
There you go.
Well, oh, Murfreesboro. Little
close.
We ought to go see Will Healy. They play they play at Western Kentucky on October 30th.
Oh, nice. Mm. Tell him to come. Tell him to swing on in the studio. He'll do it now.
Swing by.
He probably would.
Swing low.
Sweet chariot.
What happened today? What happened today? If you missed today's show, go back.
Babs is on board.
Go back and listen. Babs was all over the place. She's in the production. When the yelling light's all over the place.
A hot mess.
Matt on Twitter. My daughter works at BW3 in Hendersonville. Ron Slay need help embarrassing her.
I will do my best. I will. I'll go above and beyond.
Can you stop eating for 30 more seconds,
right?
By the way?
Brent, right? To me? I mean, come on.
Brent is talking to me.
It's a talk show. It's a talk show.
Yeah, but you see that. You see me eating.
See, what happened
by the way,
was...
Nick on Twitter, UGA's defense has only given up 3 points. They had a pick six against UAB for six of the nine.
Oh, wow.
South Carolina ain't scoring. Book it.
I'm taking the 31.5 now.
Later.
That's right.